Welcome to the Cosplay Creations podcast for the 17th of January 2010. I am your host Nick, and I've got today with me again Ben.
Yee-hee!
And Wayne.
Howdy.
Thanks once again for both joining me.
No problem.
No worries, mate.
Have you two been up to anything recently? Been playing any new games or that?
No, not really.
I've been playing more and more Modern Warfare 2 as normal, and I've also had a go at that Avatar game.
Oh, what's that like?
Well, I tried to do it like an RPG, but it sort of fails at being an RPG. But I will say it's not like the worst movie game I've ever played. It's okay. Nothing special.
What about you, Ben?
Nah, I've just been getting frustrated with Dawn of War 2. Other than that, nothing really.
Alright, yeah, once again, thanks for both joining me. Should we get on with the topics?
Yeah, why not?
Might as well.
Okay, well, the first topic is there's been announcement of a Tekken movie. It's about a young man who seeks revenge of his mother's death. He finds his grandfather, Heihachi Mishima, and pleads to be trained. When the Mishima leader announces a King of Iron Fist tournament, he finds out that his mother killer, Ogre, will be participating in the tournament. He must fight against the world's top competitors to achieve his goal with no interference.
Cool.
What do you guys think of that?
That's going to be rubbish. Every Street Fighter movie, Mortal Kombat movie, failed, and this one will do the same.
Oi, I mean, not just that,
they've actually
changed
Tekken. They've taken out the characters and all that and just bung them into a tournament. It's like doing a story that's been done before. It's going to be boring.
Of course it's going to be terrible, but I mean, I don't know, they might. I've seen the preview for it, and it looks like a half-decent fighting movie. What do you think of it, Ben?
Well, I disagree with Wayne saying about the Mortal Kombat, because personally I thought the original Mortal Kombat movie was brilliant.
Yeah, but what I was saying is like it's done now. They've done it. I did like the first one, but that's only because my favourite character Raiden was in it.
Yeah, my favourite character was always Sub-Zero, really, but I preferred the Sub-Zero second movie, but the second movie was packed. But yeah, I agree with Wayne. It will just be basically Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter. It's just going to be like a newer version of that. That'll be it. So, well, we'll see. It could be good.
I don't know about the... I've never really watched the Mortal Kombat movie. Well, I did, but when I was, like 10. They seemed that the fighting was very much...
Fine.
Sort of tried to put into the movie, whereas this actually seems all the fighting goes inside a ring.
It's got to be Jin.
I can't remember that name.
Yeah, it's got to be Jin. He's got, and also he can transform into a devil form and all this. But that's in the Tekken. I'm not sure they'll bring it into the movie.
I haven't seen Tekken Tag.
Wasn't that in the arcades? That game used... Oh, no way. Yes, I have seen it. That game was brilliant.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was interesting, because I always used to just have King and Metal King. And in turn, if you did the right combination, King was unbeatable. He could literally bounce them until they died from beginning to end, if you'd done it right.
Wow. They had a few mistakes and glitches, like Eddie, the breakdancer. If you could control him right, then the other opponent never had a bloody chance.
Yeah, same for King.
That's what I didn't like about your Dragon Ball Z games, Nick. That sometimes you could start the game and there's no way you can win. It's like, why bring out a game that if you have the right combination, you won't lose?
That's true. Then that was like Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Remember that, Ben?
That's an awesome game.
Sheik, if you did it right with Sheik, she could just keep you knocked in the air and there was nothing you could do about it.
No. Yeah. What's his name? The one I used to play as.
Ganondorf.
Or something, whatever his name was. He could get out of it because he could do a downward punch thing that would move him out of it. But that was only him and Fox, I think it was, and one of the others
do
a dash attack that got him out of it.
I just like playing as Kirby.
absorbing
all the enemies and becoming them. That was quite cool.
There was a cheat with that. If you absorb the person, you could actually fly them off of the edge and spit them out. And then you float yourself back onto the platform, safe and sound.
Nice.
That's what I liked about Mewtwo, is you could just teleport back, as well as he floated quite well as well.
Mm. Oh, but that's in the newer version Mewtwo was. It wasn't in the old version.
No, he
was in Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Oh, never.
That's quite an old game there.
Yeah.
I haven't played the new one.
No, I want to play a new one. Looks good.
I've got to give it a go.
Sorry, mate, you kind of went quiet there.
Hey, me?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's because I was talking to myself, you know, saying, oh yeah, I'll give that a go.
You got to have a Nintendo Wii for it, which I think you have anyway.
Yeah, I've got every console out, mate.
So is that it for that topic then?
Well, since we only talked about that for 5 minutes and it was on about other games, yeah, I'd say we were finished with that quite a while ago.
Alright. You two are actually going to love this. It's more the new Nintendo DS news.
Oh, cool. I'm so enthusiastic about it, I can't wait.
Speaking with Japanese newspaper the Asahi Shimbun, Nintendo president Satoru Iwata was quoted about the DS handheld successor. Nintendo has since claimed that Iwata's comments were misinterpreted. That newspaper has backfired, saying its reporting was indeed accurate. Nintendo took issue with the original reporting by the Asahi Shimbun, stating that the paper's reporter ran something that the Nintendo chief didn't say. Kotaku posted a direct translation of Iwata's reported remarks about a DS successor, and this is what it says. It will have highly detailed graphics, and it will be necessary to have a sensor with the ability to read the movements of people playing. What do you guys think of that?
So, it is true.
Yep, that's exactly what they said. And if you go to the website Kotaku, it even has a clipping of the newspaper.
Yeah, I honestly think that it... We'll have to wait till it comes out, but I don't think it's going to be any good. And that's just judging. I mean, who would want, you know, movement sensors? If it's meant to be handheld and portable, you don't really want movement games, because you're on the move anyway.
That's true, but then wouldn't it be good to actually have a game that... You remember Digimon? You used to get the Digivices that you clipped your belt, and as you were walking around, they measured your walking, and then after so long, you got a battle thanks to it?
Yeah, they also digivolve. But, you know, you could cheat and just shake it. That's what I used to do.
Everyone used to do. But, I mean, if you had a game like that you could just walk around with, or you could have, well, like a Tamagotchi on there that actually walked with you and then got hungry and things like that from it.
Yeah, but that, what you're talking about is, like, that only fits one genre of it. What else would it be used for?
Exercise.
Yeah, but then again, they've got the Wii Fit for that. That's true. You know?
But think how many...
You do exercising outside of the house, generally, unless you're up... It's rather jogging. The gym or at home.
Jogging.
Yeah, jogging, but
why would you need a device telling you how far you've jogged? It's like, I'm jogging, I'm exercising anyway.
I wouldn't mind knowing how far I've jogged, because if I wanted to jog, I'd jog for like a mile there and a mile back.
1 metre, you mean?
Well, yeah, about 5 feet, then I'd collapse to the ground in breath asking for my Xbox.
Me, I'll jog 1 minute from my house to the car.
I wouldn't bother. I'd pay one of the kids to pull me along on a skateboard.
Yeah, that'd be cheaper.
Yeah. But I don't know. It depends what... I suppose when it comes out, I'll have to have a look at it to actually see if it's any decent or not.
Yeah, we can't really say much until it's out, but... Personally, like I said last time, with what it's got behind it, it's going to be a load of rubbish. But hopefully they can surprise us. I mean, it has happened before with the Wii for like a week, and then I was back to saying it's rubbish. But, you know, that 1 week was very good for them to actually make me like it.
Yeah. I know this is completely off of topic, but sort of half involving the Wii and its motion controls. Are you going to get the Project Natal?
What the hell is that?
You haven't heard of the Natal Project?
Nope.
Oh my god, it's a motion sensing camera.
Oh yeah.
That attaches to your Xbox.
What, you mean like they've already got for the PS3 with iToy Pet?
It's like that, except 100 times better.
Yeah, but the PS3's 100 times better, more graphics, and more better gameplay.
That's true, but then how many people play the PlayStation 3 over the Xbox?
Yeah, but, you know, we talked about motion sensing, and I think do you remember that card game I showed you? You actually put the cards down, and it brings to life on the screen, like you're actually playing a game.
This is, with the camera. Instead of you using your controller to move stuff... Okay, I don't see part of the point in the camera in this way, but if you wanted to move... along your home screen, instead of using the controller to move it around, you just swipe your hand across the front of the camera and it will move the home screen along for you. It will also actually recognize your face. I don't know if you'll actually be able, if it recognizes your face when you first turn it on, and then it will sign on to what profile is registered with that face. You also get something free with the game, free with the camera, called Milo, which is an AI type of thing, and basically, I'm trying to describe it. Basically, you can interact with it. Milo will recognize that it's you. If you turn Milo on, it will recognize that it's you, and it will talk to you. It will see if you're upset, and it will say, "What's wrong?" If you say, like, "Oh, well, it's been a busy day," or whatever, then Milo will respond to what you've said and reply to it, and then we'll ask you if you want to play games or something like that.
Well, I think that's more disturbing than great. You know, you think you're crazy when you sit there and play on your Xbox all day, but actually coming on and say, and the computer going, "Oh, hi, Wayne, what game would you like to play today?" I would be a bit freaked.
I think that would be pretty cool, because if you've got games saved on your hard drive and you say, like, "Hey, I want to play this game," and it will just automatically load it up for you.
Yeah, it will save a lot of time, and it is actually not a bad idea.
But then I don't want to have to be standing in the middle of my bedroom waving my arms about trying to get the home screen to move when I could just move my left thumb. It really... I mean, I can kind of see the point in it, because it will add more people to it. Like, I kind of would want to go out and get it, but at the same time I don't, because I'm lazy. And I don't want to have to sit there waving my arms about trying to shoot someone while playing, like, Call of Duty. I'd much rather just press one button on my controller.
Yeah. It'd be funny if you actually could make it play the game for you. Oh, I'll be right back. Carry on, Natal, or whatever name they use.
But it depends how much it costs, if whether I'd get it or not. If it was really expensive, yeah. I won't, it's pointless. But if it's cheap, then I'll get it, because it sounds alright.
I can see it probably costing... I'd like it to cost within, like, the £100 mark, but it'll probably come out for about £200.
What, is this the Xbox with it, or just that?
Just that on its own.
I'm playing that much of a thing like that.
It's because it completely changes your Xbox, pretty much.
Until it breaks, like normal, and then you'll be, "Oh, I spent all this money when I could have just bought a new Xbox when it broken yet again."
That's true. But then it's... Well, I don't know the full details of it.
Yeah, it's one of those things we've got to say, like, it's beginning to sound like a catchphrase, but we'll wait and see when it comes out.
See, I've listened to a few other podcasts, and one of their points that they pointed out for the camera is when you load up Milo and he starts talking to you, I mean, will he identify if you're naked or not?
And that's a good point.
So, if he did, I'd be very disturbed, especially if Milo has a man's voice.
Milo is a little boy, and that's what I'm thinking.
So basically, don't watch porn on your Xbox anymore, then.
"Hello, Wayne, welcome back. You're naked."
So that's the thing. "Why aren't you wearing pants?" "Shut up." Do you want
some sweet
doing
with your Xbox Live party? Could hear him at all. "Wayne's not wearing any pants."
See, I don't know. I think it's... I mean, how are they going to address that? That people might actually try that. I mean, if Ben...
Yeah, if they do, it's our fault. You know that.
Ben or Wayne, if you actually got this, how tempted would you to be standing there in front of the camera, knowing no one else is watching, just to flop out your junk and see if the camera recognises it?
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't care if people were watching, to be honest.
Like, even if they would, I probably would.
But I would be tempted, in all honesty, just to actually see if Milo turns white and screams.
Yeah, what you should do is you should create a profile for your little friend, and then, you know, have it greet that every time you sign up.
That would be fine.
That's bad, Wayne.
Oh, well, come on, I knew you were going to come up with it if I didn't. Yeah, I'll have a really good time with Milo.
I'll have to check it out. Alright, next topic?
Yeah,
next topic.
Alright, this is about how gaming can help you diet. Taylor Lee Barron weighed nearly 300 pounds when he was 14 and has lost half of that. Thanks, he told the Today Show, this in America, due to a strategy he got from video games. Lee Barron told the Today Show that he tackled his weight loss as if he were confronting a series of enemies in a video game. In his case, the enemies were things like being idle, skipping key meals, or experiencing stress. He also gave himself a currency to work with, calories, that he classified as money. What do you guys think of...
That's a good way of doing
well,
it.
Well, technically, he's lying there. He didn't treat it like a video game. He just couldn't be, you know, bothered to get up and now go eat dinner while he's playing on his bloody computer.
Well,
That's the only reason he lost weight. Well, like, no, I ain't going to go and get a meal. I'm playing this game.
The thing is that people could, like, bring it up to him. But, I mean, if you saw it as a video game that you needed to keep your...
Isn't that confusing reality with not reality?
Yeah, but it helped.
Sort of
it helped.
Making you sound like a very crazy person.
It helped
you
him,
know,
though.
I beat him up because he was the boss of that level.
Well, the thing
it's
is...
just wrong.
In, like, well, you know, like Kirby, what we said earlier, Kirby eats people.
Yeah.
That sounded so wrong. But I suppose... if you saw it as in, like, that way, that the only way to beat your boss, which was the meal, was to eat it.
No, it won't work, mate. I mean, I say, if you want a diet, the only thing you need is willpower. You don't need to distort your reality by thinking it's a video game, because then what? Oh, I need to go to the bank. I know what, I'll treat it as a video game. You know, you hear the music from Grand Theft Auto, you're like, oh no, not that video game. Let's change games before I get myself in trouble.
But I suppose if it helps people diet, then it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But only if they need to diet, because I mean, if you're like skinnier than me, then
or me,
yeah. All right, should we move on to the next topic?
Yeah, please, before we kill it.
Okay, so remember a Call of, I don't know if Ben will know this, but Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 doesn't have any dedicated servers, does it?
No, it uses the people of the best connections, but that could be wrong because sometimes it goes into the American server over the British. In fact, it does. More than often, it'll pick an American server over a British.
And you can end up extremely lagging, like we have a few times.
And also, they still haven't fixed the glitch where you're in a lobby with your mate and it keeps flicking up. And
but
if you push the B button while that's coming up, you get kicked out of your party with your mates. It's really annoying, that game.
Alright, anyway, on to back onto the news. During the Modern Warfare 2 no dedicated servers controversy, DICE was quick to say they would be supported in PC versions of Battlefield Bad Company 2. Well, with one exception, players would have to rent them rather than build their own. It seems that the files necessary for the PC community to build dedicated servers for this game are being withheld to protect the gamer's integrity on PC. Instead, players will be forced to rent the space from a DICE-authorized provider. DICE provider Gordon Van Dyke insists this is not a profiteering move by the studio.
Oh no, not much.
Yeah, not much. Getting all these free servers and they don't have to pay for it. Yeah, okay. No profit involved. So they're basically making all this money and they're not even serving it, they're having everyone else do it. Which is exactly what Modern Warfare 2 is, but they don't try and rip you off with it. You know what you're getting when you buy it.
Yeah. So basically, to be able to play online with Battlefield Bad Company 2, you're going to have to pay for the servers.
What, even on Xbox?
I don't know about Xbox, it just says PC, so I'm going to guess with Xbox it will probably have servers for it.
Or do what Modern Warfare 2 do, make the people with the best connection closer to the server, you know. I mean, but then again, you say that's a bad thing, but then if you work out on Gears of War, they had servers, but they were only American servers, which means British players could never actually play a decent game, unless they had a superb connection.
Alright, you got anything to say on it, Ben?
Yeah, it was an alright game, I don't really remember it much. It was one of those games that weren't particularly memorable.
Alright, well, on to the next topic then. Wow, that one lasted ages.
Finally, a short topic.
Alright, do both of you know what Steam is?
Yes, I'm actually a member of it.
Vaguely, but...
It's an online program that enables you to purchase and download games. So instead of having to go out to the store and buy them, you can just say, hey, I want to buy this, and it will download it straight to your hard drive for your PC, and then you can play it that way.
Not only that, it lets you connect to your Xbox account and count the games you're playing on your PC as if you're playing it on your Xbox.
Yep.
Purposes of achievements and things.
Yep, some games give you achievements as well, don't they, on the PC?
Yeah, like Dawn of War 2.
Yep. Oh, okay, this topic's about this. Here's a story amusing, not so much for the games that were sold or their price, but the fact the seller managed to essentially resell used Steam games, like 139 of them, for $1,000, with free shipping too. Seller Dave 311 Freak estimated his collection's value at $2,700 and said he wanted at least 500 for the collection, which includes Grand Theft Auto 5, Modern Warfare 1 and 2, and Borderlands. He ended up getting double that. This account has absolutely no bans on any of the games, is in good standing with VAC, and any one of the games can be downloaded at any time on any computer with Steam on it, the seller wrote. I will change all of the information in that account to the winner's email address and issue a password to the winner that he or she can change once they log in. I will also provide user account information for games that require additional credentials, i.e. Dragon Age for the DLC, Company of Heroes account, info, etc. What do you guys think of that?
That's one way of making your money's worth.
Selling digital games that aren't a hard copy or anything for $1,000. What do you think of that, Wayne?
Well, it just proves that things like that really doesn't work sometimes.
I think it has worked, though.
Yeah, it's worked for him, all lovely jubbly, but you know, I'd rather go to the shop, because what if you download it and it doesn't work? What are you going to do? You can't go, I can't, can you take it back? Because you can't resend a download.
No, you don't download the copy that he has. It's not like he can make the copy bad.
Yeah, I'll
be right back.
Your computer doesn't have the specs?
You two just talk amongst yourself about it for a second.
Wayne, it's not like it's you bought the copy off of him. It's he's actually already downloaded it, and then you're buying his actual account. You're buying the game from his account, so they will work because he's been using them.
Yeah, but some computers don't have the spec to run games like Grand Theft Auto. So if you've just bought it from Steam, then you can't use it because it might not work on your system spec. Because the amount of times when I was a tech guy, I had trouble with PC games, you know, and I eventually had to say, look, your computer doesn't have the spec to run this. That's what I mean.
Well, yeah, there is that, but then people should take that into account before they bought the account. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I know.
If you're
going to
pay $1,000 for an account, or $1,000 for an account, you're going to check out what your specs are.
Yeah, that's really true, but most people don't. They don't check what their computer do. They go, okay, I'll get a 3D graphics card. That's it. I'm all sorted. I can play any game. It's not that case. You need your motherboard fast. You need your hard drive big. You know, you need all these little things. And most people don't check on everything.
Well, yeah, but then they're idiots for paying a grand for something that they haven't even checked if it works.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's all of the Steam games. It could happen with just one game.
If it's just one game and he estimates his game value as $2,000, then who cares? You're still getting your money's worth.
Yeah, true, but I'd still prefer the old way is the best way.
Yeah, me too, but then some people would rather do it that way. Like, I use Fallout 3 and Dawn of War 2 via my Steam account, but both of them actually have the disc. And play
right,
it that
how
way.
Many viruses and that can affect your hard drive out there? What do you have to do when that happens? You've got to reboot your system. Is there a way to make sure you keep it if your hard drive's affected?
I have no idea. I believe it's your actual account that keeps all the games and everything, not the actual computer. So
if you lose it off the computer, it's on your account that you've bought it, so you can re-download it.
Yeah. Well, what will happen is it's actually saved to your account. And it actually opens the game via the account. Like if I went onto your computer, I could just enter my Steam account in there, and it will instantly have all my games there. and all
don't tell me your password then, little boy. Yeah, but that's another thing. What about hackers? If they get your account password, they can get on it, change the password, yeah, then they've got all your games for free.
That's the same with everything involving PCs. That is the biggest problem that everyone has involving PCs is hackers. No matter what you do, you are not safe from a hacker.
Yeah,
there will
exactly.
always be someone who will be able to bypass it.
Someone could buy that, and he could be a hacker and just hack it back and change your password, and then sell it off that account.
Yep, that's the way things go with a PC.
Yeah,
you could be hacked.
Which is
why
I'd buy it
from
a shop.
Right now, Wayne,
it's a lot safer, and even if you get hacked, they can't really steal a disc off you.
Robbers can.
Yeah, but I ain't exactly gonna. He ain't gonna knock on the door and ain't gonna invite him in, am I?
That's true, but then thieves don't generally knock on the door, they generally smash it in.
Yeah, I'd
or they
love
generally
to see
do it
try,
when you're not
mate.
In.
You know for a fact I would enjoy that. It'd be a bit of entertainment watching the thief run away.
That's true.
Oh no, 6'4" Frankenstein coming at me. Alright, is there another topic?
Yep, there's another one. This is probably the last topic that I will reveal each week. I decided, seeing as I listened to some podcasts that tell you about video game related deaths, so I thought I'd do that. If you've ever heard of this.
Which is?
Well, I'm going to go from, a website has it up, so I'm going to go from the number 10 onwards to the number 1 best video game related death.
Oh, this could be interesting.
Number 10 is a Korean killed by StarCraft in 2005.
That's such an awesome game.
StarCraft is an online multiplayer game in which you command a fleet of space warriors and are plunged into a battle with legions of warriors controlled by other real people. It's so popular that professional gamers, yes, they actually exist, can make upward of £100,000 a year playing this game. It's an extremely addicting game, and when the man identified only as Lee succumbed to death, authorities said that it was because of heart failure stemming from exhaustion.
I know I shouldn't laugh.
I know you shouldn't laugh at another man's death. That's just
what a way to go, eh? What I'm going to do is I'm going to play my game to death till it gives me a heart attack.
Now that's hardcore gaming right there.
Yeah, that is hardcore gaming. I'd rather go out some other ways, but I'm sure you have to beep it out. If I said the other ways, I would like to
I'm surprised.
So I'll keep them to myself.
I'm surprised I haven't had to beep anything out so far.
Yeah, I know, we're doing not bad today. Yeah.
So,
still, I found it funny hearing the beep after I spoke.
So, what do you guys think of that being him dying of that way?
It's a shame, but I'm trying to be serious, man. You know, don't try and make me laugh because it will work with a story like this. No, but no, seriously, it's a shame he had to go that way. But it just proves that you might be a hardcore gamer, but you've got to have a life too. Otherwise, you're just going to lose it. You know, Xbox is the worst death you can have.
But I mean, can you honestly blame though someone dying that way? Can you honestly play it? Can you not tell that you're hungry?
He didn't die of starvation, Nick. He died of a heart attack.
Yeah, through exhaustion.
His body collapsed in on itself.
Yeah, through exhaustion, Ben, which means...
Can't you just, like... Don't you just collapse on the floor and naturally sleep?
Sleep? Yeah.
Let's be honest, though. You've got to stop when you're sitting there for like 20 hours a day or whatever it is. You've got to start realizing your body's decaying and you're slowly dying. Surely you would notice, which means he must have ignored all the signs that says that he's about to die. If he dies from it, then he's got to be rather stupid or suicidal.
Yeah, and I reckon authorities shouldn't have blamed the game, because no matter what you do, you can't stop your instincts, survival instincts kicking in, like I need food, I need drink, I need sleep. You can't stop it from kicking in. So how can it be the game that done it? Because he would have still had those nagging feelings. There must have been a mental issue there for that to happen.
True.
Yeah, but some people get so locked in games that they just ignore everything. I know when I play games, I don't feel hunger, I don't feel anything like that.
I can't
but then I stop every
now.
Couple of hours. for that exact reason, knowing full well.
Something like that, where you disorientate the reality from not reality, and you get fixed with the non-reality and accept it as the truth.
Hence why you get so many mass murderers and such.
Yeah, exactly the same sort of
thing. See, I just get bored and hungry after a while. And then...
Yeah, I just get bored all wound up. Yeah, I get bored now. Up, as you found out earlier, I just go and have a calm down.
But then I think StarCraft at its point, when it was first released, was an incredibly huge game for everyone. I mean, they're bringing out StarCraft 2 soon, but that's going to be a complete rip-off. Alright, is that it then?
Although, can I just say something about the new Karate Kid film?
Go for it, I didn't know there was a new one.
Yeah, well, this is where you're going to laugh, right? It is Jackie Chan is going to be Mr. Usagi, and it's going to be about a little boy, like the originals. Well, no, they're not doing it like the original. He moves from New York to China, and he keeps getting bullied, and then Jackie Chan saves this little boy and says he will teach him. Now, the first mistake that someone said was, karate's Japanese. So why are they in China being taught from a Chinaman karate? And also, do you really see Jackie Chan being the sort of Mr. Usagi that we had when we were watching Karate Kid?
Yeah, but the original bloke's dead though, isn't he?
It'll be hard to cast him again. Yeah,
but I mean, do you really think Jackie Chan could do a Mr. Usagi?
No. But I don't think anyone could do Mr. Usagi, because let's be honest,
he was one.
The bloke who did him did him perfect.
Yeah, and that's the thing now, they're bringing it back, and it is actually going to be, they've already confirmed that it's going to be the trilogy, him growing up. But I'm thinking, right, it's karate, but it's placed in China. I mean, that's another mistake. We all know karate was made in Japanese. We also all know that Jackie Chan learnt Kung Fu, not karate.
So Jackie Chan's a master of multiple martial arts. You do realise that, don't you?
What?
You do realise Jackie Chan is a master of multiple martial arts, and he teaches
multiple
martial arts.
Yeah, I know, but
you know,
they should have called it the Kung Fu Kid, you know, otherwise said it in Japan.
But why Kung Fu Kid?
Well, because, you know, that's basically what he would be learning.
But then, in all honesty...
If you saw the trailer... You would agree with me, because when in karate do you get taught to pick up a stick and twirl it around like a kung fu master?
You do realise the martial arts are fairly similar.
Well, I guess we'll have to see until when the movie comes out. I just, you know, want to make the point that I don't think Jackie Chan is going to play a very good Mr. Usagi.
In all honesty, alright, I'm just going to throw this out on the table now. I don't really care.
No, neither do I particularly.
I mean, if you don't like the movie, don't go see it. Be happy with the old movies. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, but you got to give it a try.
Is it a waste of money if it really sucks? Well, of course it is, but that's exactly what Hollywood's going to do and keep on doing. It's always going to be a complete waste of money. They're going to keep on blowing out loads of money and make really movies, and they're going to make one...
Like Tekken, that's coming out.
Yeah, like Tekken. Then they're going to make one actually decent, good movie a year just to make sure that people keep going to the cinema. I mean, like Avatar.
That's true. Avatar
was
brilliant.
Avatar was a brilliant movie.
And now, what movie came out last year that was brilliant? See, there you go.
Yeah, the only one we can remember is Avatar.
That's because of that sort of the newest thing. I mean...
Oh, they're making The Legend of Aang.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Do you know how much that's going to suck?
Yeah,
it really will, but it
will
cool.
Suck.
I mean, it's going to suck more than a hooker in a porn movie. Boom, boom, shh. It's going to be terrible.
Well, you did. To be honest, mate, you didn't pay her that much. You know, it weren't your fault, it was...
So is that it then?
Yeah, I reckon that's it.
Well, do you both have anything else to add or nothing at all?
No, I'm fine and dandy, mate.
No, that's about right.
Alright, well, thank you both for joining me again.
No problem.
Thanks everyone for listening. I'd like to remind everyone to head over to our website at www.cosplaycreations.co.cc. I'll add a link in the show notes, and I guess we'll see you all next week then. Thanks.
Bye.
See you later.